Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm used to doing evening shows. And welcome to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's a pleasure to be here today. And I have a special guest, and Bob and Joy Schwaback. They'll be joining me. Well, Bob is here, I know. We'll see if we can, if Joy's going to utter a few words or two. We hope so. We're going to coerce her to do so. But anyway, Bob is here from oncomp.com, and we're going to hear about what he's doing, what they're doing over there. A lot of interesting things. Before we get to the topic of the day, just want to go over a couple of things on the schedule in terms of my show on Blog Talk Radio. I will be doing a show on December 6th at 9 p.m. with Steve Wellman. Steve is a journalist with CMP, and he's a technology journalist. So we're going to talk about podcasting. We have interest, you know, there's a lot of differing views on what's going on in the podcasting space. Of course, Blog Talk Radio is approaching it from a totally different angle, and Steve's been covering the podcasting space as well as the Web 2.0 space, and he'll be my guest, and we're going to just chat it up. And then on December 10th, my guest will be Warren Lammert, who's the chairman of the Epilepsy Project. I went to a function last night in New York City, which is a premiere of a broadcast that's going to take place on public television about epilepsy, and his daughter is uncontrolled epilepsy patient, and it's quite interesting. And they're going to be a Blog Talk Radio host, the Epilepsy Project, and they're going to be my guests. So please join me for those shows. Once again, I appreciate you listening to this live as well as the archive show. So we have joining me is Bob and Joy Schwaback. How are you guys today?
Fair to middling.
Just fine.
Excellent. Great. Now, you have a website, oncomp.com, which I've taken a look at. It's a very popular site. You've been running it for 26 years, I see?
No.
Not oncomp.com. The syndicated column has been running 26 years. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
So we have to back up here or explain things here. One is the column the column is the main effort that we do, all right? The website recapitulates. It repeats the column 1 week after the newspapers run it.
I see.
So the website site is basically a reader service.
Excellent. Well, of course, a .com cannot be in existence for 26 years, so please forgive me. It's the column. And I see that it's syndicated with a number of publications, including the Bangkok Post, which I found interesting.
Yeah, and what's interesting to me about the Bangkok Post is it's the largest English-language newspaper in all of Asia.
Fascinating.
So, and they've been around a long time.
Mm-hmm. Now, just to give our listeners a little background on you and Joy, and where are you based?
We're in suburban Chicago.
Okay.
Evanston, excellent. Illinois.
Excellent. So you're enjoying the Bears this season?
So far, so good, as they say.
Yeah, as a Giant fan, I must say, it has not been good. After we played the Bears, it's been downhill.
Yeah, your day will come.
Yeah, well, we've had it. We've had our share, but it was a rough time last weekend. We've had some more joy on the baseball field, but we won't go there with unless you're a White Sox fan, of course.
No, I'm not even a baseball fan.
Okay. So you're in Chicago, and you do the weekly column. And maybe just describe what you do and you know, kind of what your approach is and how you what your strategy and what your focus is.
Okay, this is real easy. I give all the hard parts to Joy. and then at the end of the week, Joy hands me some notes. And I'm the rewrite man. If you ever work for a newspaper, they all have somebody who's the rewrite man.
Okay.
You know.
Bob is way too modest here.
Well, I have to say something. You know, and we spoke a few times. You did mention Blog Talk Radio in one of your articles, and we appreciated that. And you had some kind things to say about Blog Talk Radio, and Joy and I exchanged emails and so on. And I have to say, I don't know how long you've been married, but I'm married almost 20 years, and if I worked as closely with my wife as you, I don't know how. I mean, it's amazing, I think. It's terrific. You should be congratulated.
Well, thank you. I fire her every 10 minutes or so.
I thought I heard you say that she fires you, actually.
Well, sometimes we take turns, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's terrific. I mean, you know, it's not easy, actually, to pull that feat.
How long have we been married? I forgot.
8 years.
8 years, all right.
Okay.
All right, it was more than a weekend, yeah.
Okay.
We thought about having a little love seat for our chair in the office. Our chairs are side by side.
They're side by side.
Yeah, I thought about having one where we sit in the same chair.
Is it a recliner?
Oh, but I just read in the paper today that it should be. I was reading in the Wall Street Journal today, if you have one.
Yes, I do.
That the best position for your spine is actually slouched backwards.
Interesting.
So forget about what your mother told you.
Okay. Now, if anybody would like to call in today on the live show, you can call my show at 347-677-0649. That's 347-677-0649. The archive file of the show will be on my host channel, which is blogtalkradio.com/Alan Levy. Of course, as in all shows on Blog Talk Radio, the show can be it's a podcast with RSS feeds and right into iTunes. So we've been doing that. Were you able to do that with your show, your brief moment of glory in Blog Talk Radio Network?
I don't think we have any moments of glory in Blog Talk Radio.
That was kind of an experiment. We haven't done anything with that.
We haven't been able to do anything. Actually, we're not very high-tech. We're kind of klutzy.
Which is a really good angle for someone who's got a website and focuses on computers.
It is a good angle because we're closer to the reader. You know, the problems that they encounter are the same problems we encounter.
Tell us how you started the column.
Well, we got, oh, gosh.
Yeah, let's hear about that.
Okay, but anyway, before I leave that topic, I think it's interesting not to be too high-tech because it's very easy to be, kind of a software engineer about it all and go into the nitty-gritty of how this program is failing or successful. But the reader doesn't give a damn about that. You know, what the reader cares about is it easy to use? Was it fun? Can I do it? You know, will it do the job? You know, the basics.
Well, that's actually was my approach when I created Blog Talk Radio, because I wanted something that was easy. I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to allow blogs to talk, and I wanted it to be easy. I wanted people to be able to understand it. Of course, we use the phone, which is the most basic form of technology.
Absolutely.
I mean, even you could use it, and. Because I found on the web is like, you know, and you're on the web all the time. I mean, a lot of these Web 2.0 companies out there, they're aggregators and contentists and search engines. It's so much clutter. I don't know how people make heads or tails of it.
Yeah, for the most part, I think they don't.
Yeah.
So we try to keep it simple. And for the same reason, our computers are what any ordinary person would pick up at Office Depot. You know, no high-powered game machines, stuff like that. The ordinary reader doesn't have that kind of equipment.
Right.
And neither do we.
Well, that's good. Now, you select a few topics each week, I see. I see, like, for example, this week you had 5 topics. I mean, how do you determine when, you know, what topics to cover and how many you cover? Is there a set size, I guess, for your column?
Actually, we have one of those little plastic 8-balls that you turn, and something floats to the top window, you know.
Right.
So the
other things float, by the way, that may not be so good in toilets.
So anyway, the reason that we have several topics is because of my experience with newspapers, and that is that editors basically pay no attention to the subject matter of the column, just to the first or second paragraph. You know, then they write the headline. So many times a long column will be cut off at the bottom if they don't have space for it. You understand?
Yes, sure.
Yeah. And since the amount of space changes with newspapers on a kind of a daily basis, it depends on the advertising that came in that day. So early on I realized I had to give them cut points. And cut points means, you know, short subjects where they can say, oh, well, we'll chop this out and now we can fit it into the space. You know, otherwise they'll create their own cut point, which later on when you look at it and you'll say, what? Have you ever read a story which sort of ends without reaching the point?
Yeah, okay. That's a cut point.
Yeah, that was it was supposed to be a cut point. Well, they created a cut point, yeah.
Now, what do you make of the blog? I mean, there's so much writing, and there's just endless words, endless linking. I mean, you could read an article, and if you link through all the links, you could be, you know, 2 hours reading one piece.
Well, Joy does all that.
That works out well.
Yeah, because I like naps myself. I think that's healthy, and it also it's good for high tech.
Well, Google Maps, of course, then is probably one of your favorites.
Which was Google Maps?
Not the Earth, you know, Google Earth.
Google Earth.
Have you seen that?
I don't think so.
You have to check that out. Google Earth is amazing. You just put on an address. You download this. It's on your toolbar in Google. You download you just put in an address, and it gives you a satellite image of down to the, you know, the license plate on the car. It's an incredible surveillance tool.
Why would I do that for having a nap, though? I mean, for taking a nap.
Oh, nap. I thought you said maps.
Nap.
Oh, nap. Oh, an NAP. Oh, you know, that's, so you're famous for, so that's your strategy.
Yeah. It's, you know.
Well, that's cool. Before you go move on off the nap topic, I'm sorry, I thought you said map, M-A-P. But talking about naps, yeah. Arianna Huffington was a guest on my show on Blog Talk Radio. And you're familiar with Arianna?
Yes.
I think Joy knows her.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I did a book review of one of her early books, and she wrote me a nice note.
Oh, she's so nice.
Yeah.
So she was on a guest on my show, and it's on our homepage, an interview with Arianna, and she's amazing. And she was running off to pick up her kids, and she called in, had to hang up, called back in with a cell phone, and it worked out okay. And someone called and asked the question about how is she so successful? Like, what are the secrets of her success with all the things she's got going on? And she said, I make sure I get in a nap. That is a very important thing for her, that she gets a nap in. So, you know, many people have said that, Bill Clinton and others, and now you.
Right. So that's the company we're in. I remember a comment about President Reagan during some foreign crisis, probably in the Middle East, and some reporter in Washington commented, this is causing President Reagan a lot of sleepless afternoons.
Really, infringed on his time.
On his nap time.
Right. So what do you find most fascinating about what you're covering right now? I mean, you focus more on hardware, you're on software, you're on web, you know, what's your emphasis, and what most interests you?
Joy, what are you most interested in?
Right, you're the editor, I forgot. Yes, Joy, let me ask you, Joy, what piques your interest?
I like all this free stuff that's going around and free websites that this eSnips we wrote about recently that lets you save snippets of websites to your own personal space, and people were uploading whole books. You can find best-selling novels in their little eSnip folders, but I love all this social networking stuff.
Well, it's interesting. The web has become, we're creating this profitless, you know, society in terms of business. You know, it's really interesting. I guess someone's going to figure it out one day that you just can't offer everything for free.
Yeah, I think about that pretty often. Like, how does anybody make a buck on this?
Yeah.
You know, and
they always tell us they're planning to charge for some features later on, but they're not charging yet.
Well, and they go out of business before they get around to that part.
And it's interesting because the same things were said in the internet boom of the 90s. You know, but the difference there was you needed far more capital to build an enterprise.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in telecom, and we raised, you know, a few $100 million, and we bought Lucent switches, and you know, we were in 13 countries. I mean, we built a business of $350 million of revenue. You know, it didn't make much money, but we sold it because the people bought it. We're a larger network, and they just took all our customers, and they didn't need any SG&A. But this environment is much cheaper to launch a company. You know, it's hard to get the eyeballs, of course, but I agree with you. It's somewhat challenging. I see a lot of plans. I don't know how they make sense.
And maybe they don't care that much. It's like a lot of authors don't make much money for their books, but they want to do it.
Well, bloggers don't. I mean, that's what I find interesting about blogging. And the reason I got into this, also, my dad was actually ill, and we created a blog for him. He had lymphoma. And I realized how there's 55 million blogs, according to Technorati.
55 million?
55 million. And that excludes, by the way, MySpace, which has about 130 million. So you've got 55 million blogs, of which, by the way, 200,000 new ones a day are being created, and maybe 100 of them, maybe 75 to 100, make money. So what are the 50 million people doing? It's a passion.
What are the 75 to 100 that make money doing?
Well, you know, again, I don't know how much money. I mean, really, the 50 make it well. It's very interesting, and I don't understand it, but, you know, we have a different strategy here because we don't charge for this service on our end, but and we're able to do that.
And we don't have ads on our website, for example.
I see that. You do that just because you feel it's not the right thing to do, or you haven't gotten around to organizing it?
No, we feel it's not the right thing to do.
And why?
And, well, I think that people might think that if somebody ran ads regularly, that would influence how we cover their products. It wouldn't, but it's very easy to get that idea. So one, that you can easily get an impression of a conflict of interest, so we don't have any ads. And the other reason is we don't need the money.
Right. Okay. Those are good, valid points. I mean, one, you're familiar with TechCrunch, of course, right?
With what?
TechCrunch.
Yeah.
Michael Arrington, he was a guest on our show, and he runs, you know, his site has about 130,000 subscribers, very huge equipment, you know, tech, Web 2.0 and other technology site. Of course, he's advertising. He's got a big overhead, and he's, you know, he hasn't built up, I guess, his asset base over the years, whatnot. But he advertises, and he advertises on the side, and he does sometimes take investments in companies, and he'll note that as a conflict, you know, saying, you know, I represent this company or so on. So some people actually do it, you know, more than not more than not will advertise. So I commend you on that.
Yeah, I feel that that we should. And Joy doesn't want to. And since she's much stronger than I am, she wins.
Well, you could advertise for, like, Nestle's or other things of that, you know.
Why would they want to advertise?
I don't know. You're right. Why would they want to advertise?
We just have so much fun right now. It's hard to see where would we fit in these talks with all these clients.
Another thing is, how much income does that stuff really bring in? You know, like $18 a month or something like that?
Yeah, well, it varies, I guess. You know, $40 is CPM, so, you know, but it's not a lot of money. That's what I'm saying. There's only 50 that have and 50 million that have not.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you've got, you know, you're syndicating. I guess that you're generating income from other sources, but that's beyond here. We're not interested in that. But I see your site. It is very clean. It's very Google-esque.
Well, it was created long before Google appeared.
Right.
So they copied us, and we're going to sue them any minute.
So what do you make of Apple, and have you covered them on your site?
Apple?
Yeah.
You know, I used to cover Apple products fairly often. This is before we did the column together. This is quite a few years ago. But Apple was so hard to deal with, I finally gave up on them. You can ask them questions. Nobody will respond. Unless they want to promote a product through you, they're not interested in talking to you or doing anything. And here's the final kicker on not covering Apple. It's 26 years ago when I started the column. You still there?
Yes, of course.
I figured I'd probably put you under. But no, 26 years ago, Apple had about 5% of the total market, okay? And now, 26 years later, they have 5% of the total market. Okay?
PC market.
Yeah, the PC market. So, I mean, we don't review iPods. So the lesson in all this is, or the bottom line is, you say to yourself, if we're writing a column for a general newspaper audience, do we have any valid reason for serving 5% of the readership instead of the other 95?
Every so often we put something in or a book or something.
Right.
You know, but for the most part, Apple isn't there because Apple's kind of never been there.
You think that might be changing now?
Yeah, maybe they'll go to 6% of the market. I don't know. For them, that would be a 20% increase.
Right. Yeah. Well, I understand what you're saying. I mean, the percentage is all relative. I mean, they're a few years back, they had maybe 3%. I mean, they're growing. Their units are just, you know, they're just so much more innovative than Dell, and you know, the whole landscape has changed, of course. And
listen, this is interesting too, and that is that Apple had better technology at the very beginning of the PC movement. They still probably have better technology. And yet it has had almost no effect because the market doesn't care that much about technology. What the market cares about is price. And Apple always charged too much.
Well, Dell is always focused on price, and they've suffered. You know, the quality's gone down. I mean, I don't know. There's not a lot of value in this whole PC environment. Do you kind of opine on that in your columns? Or
No, we don't go into industry news. But by the way, Dell is suffering lately, like the last year or 18 months, okay? But for the previous 15 years, it was the best investment you could make on all of the stock market exchanges.
Yes.
No. So it went gonzo. Now, it's not that surprising. Nothing grows to the moon, and so it's not that surprising that finally they're so big that it's hard to advance. You know, when you're a $30 billion corporation.
That's coming from. I've never heard that before, actually.
No?
It's just now gone. Okay.
It's gone? That's yeah, gone. Because they said, ah, the hell with it. This guy isn't worth it.
No. Are you looking to, we could give it a shot back. Maybe it's just now that you can put it back on the speaker because that beeping is gone. Maybe it was the speaker, in fact.
Okay. You're in New York, right?
Yeah. I'm in New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Yes.
That's even worse. The mob is probably...
It's very possible. I don't think they're looking for me, though. No, I'm just, little internet radio network in northern New Jersey.
You know, for 10 years I was a reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Okay.
So I know New Jersey.
Yes.
Well.
And cheesesteaks, probably.
And all that stuff, right.
And are you looking to, do you have, you're looking to broaden your column in terms of syndication?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It can't be broadened.
Well, you can't fit any more partners on that little box of yours on your website, is that why?
No, the thing is, the number of papers that subscribe to the column hasn't changed in many years. And the reason for that is that starting around... 7 or 8 years ago, papers that could afford it got their own local high-tech guy to do the coverage, somebody on staff, you know. So why should they buy a syndicated column if they have somebody right on staff? And that's the way they look at it. Also, they get syndicated material for free as part of the package when they sign up to the New York Times service or the Knight Ridder News service. So, in other words, that stuff is coming in at no extra cost to them. You just can't sell the column.
Interesting.
Did I make that clear?
Yeah. Yes, you did. I mean, I think the whole industry's changed. There's so many industries are being uprooted now with what's going on the web. Isn't it fascinating?
And this happened well before the web. And that is that if you got local coverage, why are you going to go out there to Chicago to get some more coverage? You're not.
And I think there's so much interest in tech subjects that there's lots and lots of people who want to write about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. We've been speaking with Bob and Joy Schwaback from OnComp.com, which is On Computers. That's abbreviated for oncomputers.com. And we've been chatting it up here about all kinds of stuff. So where you move from here? You keep the same process? Joy does all the work. You kind of sit back, edit, sit in your easy chair, reclining?
Wait a minute. Did I miss something here? There's something wrong with this?
No, actually, I'm quite envious.
So
my wife barely listens to any of the shows that I do. When I started doing shows on Blog Talk Radio, she says, they used to come in at night. Well, I only launched on August 1st. And I have kids who are 17, 13, and 10. My daughters would come in, 13-year-old, with some homework questions, and I'd be on the phone, and I'm doing a show. And they said, well, can you help? I said, no, I'm in the middle of a show. They said, well, what do you mean a show? Well, who are you talking to? I said, well, actually, no one. But, you know, I envy your strategy.
I wouldn't call it a strategy. It's just basically, when in doubt, do nothing. Joy just reminded me of an interesting comment from my editor at the Philadelphia Inquirer when I first started the computer column. By the way, this is the guy who later became managing editor of the New York Times, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, just a couple years later. Anyway, he called me aside one day and he said, you know, all this personal computer stuff is just a fad.
He was wrong.
Well, so much for the foresight of the leaders of the New York Times. Right?
Oh, yeah. Do you think you'll be doing any more shows on Blog Talk Radio, or you've kind of, that's pretty much, you reached your maximum there? You'd be good. You would be good hosts.
A good host?
Yeah, a good host.
Well, thank you for the, I think I'd be a good host, too, but who would be a good audience? You know,
well,
I mean, can we find an audience?
I think the answer to that is yes. I mean, last week we've downloaded around 75,000 shows have been downloaded by in total. More and more people are coming to Blog Talk Radio, the site, as we're getting more press and as more hosts are out there doing shows. The number of shows we're increasing. We're running live shows, 30 live shows a day. So more and more people are coming to the site. We're getting more and more press about the site, and therefore people are, you know, coming here for content. But most time listeners are those that people that read your column or read your website, where we have these little buttons we give you and these little HTML buttons that sit right on your site and say, I have a talk show, or listen to me live, or, you know, Blog Talk Radio. And then once a week you can go on and cover your topic and then just chat, you know, a half hour, and maybe some of your audience reaches out to you. I mean, we have bloggers that have been blogging for a couple of years now, and they've built up sizable audiences that have never spoken with their audience. Many people have commented on their site and on their blog, but they've never engaged them live. They've never talked, they've never heard their voice. And these people seem to like that, and I think it's a fascinating way to communicate. So,
when
you get an audience, I think the answer is yes.
I agree.
What about sponsors?
Well, that's the thing. You know, we are organizing sponsorships now, and we're sharing it with the host, which will be sponsors on the host channel, on your page on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on the on-air shows. So many times people who have websites, blogs, have existing sponsors that now want to not only sponsor their blog, but now sponsor their show. And we'll be uploading, we'll have commercials on air, 15 seconds, 20-second commercials, that will be done on the shows themselves.
Okay, you sold me.
Okay, great.
We get a lot of reader mail with questions about tech topics. Maybe we could do take a reader question.
Yeah, a bunch of them. I mean, we have bloggers that read comments from posts on their show, and then of course people call up and direct. Don't have to send them an email. They can call you with a question,
mm-hmm.
and get to know your audience a little. So a lot of it. Again, we're only at the early stages of this, but we have some shows that are getting thousands of downloads. I'm not saying your show will out of the box, but you know it can't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting in the recliner, I you know, take a little glass of wine and do the show. It works out nicely.
Well, okay, let's see. Where was I? Oh, okay, you sold us. We're going to do it. How will we get anybody to tune in?
We'll put it on our website.
Right, you put it on your website with a little button. But I'm going to forward you We have a program director called Amy Domestico. I'm going to forward her email to you, Joy. She's great, and she'll get you all set up with the promo, with the button, and people will know when they see the button, they'll click here, you have a show, and that's how it'll happen. And it's also going to happen, we'll profile you on our homepage, we'll do different things that promote shows, and, you know, so, again, it's an opportunity. That show will be archived, and you can actually have it as in an embedded player on your website. So when people come there, they can listen to your last show. It's an easy way to do a podcast because you don't need digital recording equipment, and you can engage an audience live. So, but I've sold you already on it. But we'll help you through the process.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. You mean we'd be better off if we had digital recording equipment?
Not at all.
Because we can afford that stuff.
I know you can. I know. But it's too complicated.
Very complicated.
You don't like complication, Bob. You said that. You want it easy. There's nothing easier than picking up a phone and
it always worked for me before.
It always worked, and it could be any phone. So, I don't know. It's an interesting thing. I think that this is a compliment to blogs. Some people feel that it's easier than blogs because it's easier to talk than write.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to listen than read, some people say. But
most people talk much better than they write.
It's true, and some people have trouble talking. You know, they just don't feel comfortable with it.
So, uh-huh.
And we can do brief shows, which is good. So, anyway, I want to thank you for joining me today. And this is archive show. Is on our site and on my site, and we'll send it over to you. Not that you need to do much with it, but it's there for the memories.
Okay. So we're being kicked off the air now.
Well, you say you have an appointment to go to.
Well, I have a dentist at in a half hour. But he's only two blocks away.
Okay.
So, before we ring off.
Yes.
Joyce mentioned that we really should tell you about these tech calls.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see. We have two favorites, three favorites or whatever. One is the woman who called to say that she kept stepping on the foot pedal, but nothing was happening. Okay. What she meant was the mouse. She thought it was a foot pedal.
Oh, boy.
Like the old sewing machines that had foot pedals.
Okay.
Okay. But nonetheless, it still wasn't doing anything. And you have to sympathize with that because it really isn't going to do anything.
Unless she touches the left side of the foot pedal.
Right.
Then another one was from a woman who was a professor of anthropology. Actually, at a recognized university. It wasn't Texas A&M, okay, but she said it was difficult, but she managed to get the cover off the disc, you know, the cover that it comes in, mm-hmm. And then she stuck the little disc, the floppy disc, into the drive, and nothing happened. It wouldn't read it. And she went on and on about how hard it was to get it out of its case.
I remember that one.
Yeah, that was kind of awesome. And I had to agree with her that it really was hard to get out of the case. And then there's this one from CDW, the big wholesaler or retailer.
Yes.
And someone... called in from a company that was a big client of theirs, a woman, to complain that it took hours for her set to warm up, is that she would come in the morning, she'd turn everything on, and there was nothing, you couldn't see a thing, but then around, 3 or 4 in the afternoon, something finally showed up on the screen. You know, now that's a long time. So they sent a tech guy out, you know, and he filed his report and said, examined system, everything okay, pulled Venetian blinds down, screen visible now.
That's great stuff. Your audience is so sophisticated, it's just remarkable.
It is?
You got another one?
Yeah, the guy on the printer.
The guy with the printer. Actually, we got this one from Canon, from the tech supervisor at Canon.
Yeah.
This guy called in and he bought a new Canon photo printer.
was years ago, too. Not like today's.
It was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Not like today's printers.
Right. So he bought a color printer because he wanted to print some pictures. Okay, and nothing was happening. So the tech guy goes through the steps with him and says, you know, is it plugged in? Yes, it's plugged in. Is it turned on? Yes, it's turned on. Is there any error messages showing on its little screen? No, there are no error messages. All right. Is the computer connected all right? And the guy says, computer? I don't have a computer. He just wanted to print pictures. What are you talking about?
These are classics.
They are.
How about the database guy?
Oh, the database guy came to me one day. This was personal, and he wanted a recommendation for a database that would have the names and phone numbers and addresses of all his friends and business contacts. And I said, well, any database will do that. You know, you can buy the cheapest one you can find. They'll all do that. And he said, no, you don't understand. I want a database where all that stuff is already in it. I thought, now that's a trick.
I think you need another little tab on your site, the best of the best. These are classics. These are classics. Well, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. And it's nice to meet you. I'm glad we had a chance to talk.
Okay, take the rest of the day off.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm going to do it. You've exerted enough energy today.
You bet.
And we'll be in touch with you. And look, if all else fails, you know I'll be listening. And any other family members you may have.
And our dog.
And the dog, exactly. That's exactly. So anyway, thanks for joining me today.
Okay, bye-bye.
So long. Bye. That was Bob and Joy Schwabach. A lot of fun. They have a website, oncomp.com, and I suggest you check it out. Bob went through some of the examples of people on his site sending in questions. Not a very sophisticated audience, but nevertheless, one that needs information, and they're there for it. So I want to thank them for being on my show today. We'll be back to you, as I said, on December 6th with Steve Wellman, and on December 10th with the Epilepsy Project. And we will see. Perhaps we'll be back between then. So once again, thanks for being on the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio, and we'll see you on air.